Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Till the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, one of the newer members of our Brain Trust, but boy, howdy, are we glad we found him, because he's really helping us to understand what's going on in the greater macro economy, especially in the area of monetary policy and the way the dollar is influencing so many things around the dollar, in fact. Andy, thanks again for being here. Andy Gause. .com, GAUSE.com is the website. One book, The Secret Word of Money. Another book, Andy, is there another one?
Well, the one I'm working on right now, yeah, Monetary History of the United States. But
well, we expect to launch it on this show.
Thanks. Thanks.
So we're talking about the Fed, and he's dropped the gavel on this one. The Fed will not do anything today to affect rates. Do you think they'll tip their hand?
No. I think they've already done all of that they intend to do.
Yeah.
You know, the patience word and the we're not going to be hasty. And, you know. And again, remember, the Fed will only raise interest rates when they feel the necessity to defend the dollar, and that necessity isn't there right now. In fact, right now, they want you to go out and spend your money. So the last thing they're going to want is for you to be able to get a return at the bank. In fact, I see a fact of life in the United States.
And we talked about that. Last week you were on the show talking about negative interest rates, and I'm going to let you keep talking about that as we... But I remember, Andy, when small business owners were paying attention to the Fed, because as I said, back, you know, in rates, and every time the Fed would meet, that meant my rate was going up at the bank.
That's
and I
right.
didn't like
yeah,
that.
Would cost
I was
your
raising
money.
I was raising all kind of cane on this show. Bob McTeer, a member of the FOMC on my show in those days, tell your guys to stop raising rates. My people need a break. I need a break.
Right.
It's not a big deal to small business. Number one, interest rates are low. Number two, we're not borrowing money. Small business owners
That's
are
right.
not borrowing money.
Now,
so on Main Street.
Well, I mean, you should care about it because it certainly can upset your supply chain. You've got cost of goods. You've got input costs that you need. Rioting for a $15 an hour minimum wage. So this sort of pressure, wage pressure and supply side, these are all factors that are influenced by what the Fed does with interest rates and the strength of the dollar. So we're kind of in the sun. We ought to be looking for the cloudy day because I see it coming in the not too distant future.
What might be creating those clouds?
Well, if for example, as I said, if the European situation squares itself away, and you know. From that, I mean, they're certainly spending more than they take in. You know, in studying history, we had a period of debt-free nation in 1835, so we're not one to talk. But most certainly, Greece's currency is not the world's reserve currency, so we get to export our inflation. They do not. So they have to tighten up a little austerity, a little cutting, you know, slashing the bills, and increasing the income. That's
what do you think? One more question before we wrap up today. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the biggest next shoe to drop to have the most impact on the economy?
Negative impact from the oil rig shutdown. You know, that's been the bright spot in our economy. And, you know, if oil prices continue up, we'll be okay. But if they turn around and head back south, that could be, you know, quite an impact on the domestic economy.
The oil industry, the oil market has been for our economy what housing and autos used to be.
Right. Absolutely right. Yeah. Of the million new jobs created in the last 5 years, 1.5 million of them came from the oil industry. In other words, made up for
In a perverse way, folks, we really ought to want more higher gas prices at the pump, right? Right, Andy?
Sick,
Andy, thanks.
I will. Thank you.
Enjoyed having you here. Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Andy joined us, and so we have. Signing off for today from the Insperity Invitational in Woodlands, Texas. I'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.